It's time now for the Mel Pearson Show on Mix 93.
And a second opportunity out, 3-on-1 for the Huskies. Johnson across, Johnson in front, score! And the Huskies start back 2-on-1, shorthanded. It's Pianola with Ricks. Ricks looks, shoots, scores! Dennis Ricks with a great shot on the short side.
And now, here's Mel Pearson and your host, Dirk Hembroff.
All right, well, we have a nice treat for you guys today, a special off-season edition of the Mel Pearson Show, our third off-season edition, and hopefully we'll have at least a couple more here before the season gets going. But hey, we're actually not that far away. It's coming up pretty quick. Here we are already past the midpoint of July, and the season starts right away in October, and Coach Pearson is in. You're ready to talk some hockey, and good morning, Coach. Nice to see you again.
Good morning, Dirk. Good to be with you on such a beautiful day.
What a nice day out there right now. We're looking for a high today of 75 degrees. Good golfing weather, but we're talking hockey. And how are you doing? I know you have a lot on your plate this summer besides Michigan Tech hockey, so there's a lot going on, but how are you doing?
Well, I'm doing fine. I mean, June was a very busy month, and July's been just as busy so far, but things are going to start to quiet down a little bit, and I'll have some time to get out on the golf course and hopefully the water and enjoy the beautiful Copper Country. But it's been a good spring and summer so far, a lot going on with our team, and very excited about the upcoming season.
Well, let's get right to the assistant coach. Joe was hired. Talk a little bit about him, why you like this guy so much, why he is a good fit at Michigan Tech hockey.
Yeah, we're very fortunate to get a guy like Joe's caliber to come on our staff. Obviously, he's got a wealth of experience. I've known Joe for a long time. So I think one of the things we looked for, Coach McCult and myself, was a comfort level, someone who we're compatible with and is going to be on the same page with us, and that's going to make it easy around the office. And obviously, we both know Joe, and he's one of the first names that came up when we started looking for an assistant. So the second part of it is the goaltending. You know, we wanted someone to come in and be able to do the goaltending part of it full time. Obviously Dieter did a great job for us and Steve Shields before that. But obviously Joe is a goalie guy. I mean, that's what he's known for. You know, he had Ryan Miller in junior hockey, and, you know, Ryan Miller is still playing the NHL. He had Jared Crow at Northern Michigan, who left early to sign with the Detroit Red Wings, and he's in their system. So, and Joe's had a lot of good goalies in between. So, like I said, just being able to work with someone and get along. We're going to have differences of opinions, obviously, but that's okay. But at the end of the day, when you walk out of the office, you're all on the same page. You're united, and I think that's important. Also, the goaltending part of it. And then the recruiting. You know, Joe has got an extensive network of people that he has got to know over the years, and that's one of the pluses. Is when you've been in the business a long time, you get to meet a lot of people, and Joe's very likable, and he's easy to get along with, and he's easy to get to know. So, and Joe has a wealth of networking and people that he knows out in the world, not only from his junior days but from his college days. So that will really help us and strengthen our team. So our team got better the day we added Joe Schoen to our staff.
Joe Schoen is who we're talking about. He's going to join us hopefully in a little while here on the Mel Pearson Show by phone. And head coach for the Sioux Indians there for a while, and obviously a lot of assistant coach. What can I ask you, what was his attraction coming to our program? I think, like I was saying earlier, this seems to be like a feather in our cap, because it's somewhat on paper a lateral move, but he obviously sees something with your program right now that made him want to make this move.
Well, and that's a good question for Joe, obviously, but I think we've known Joe for a long time, like I said, and I think he likes the style we play. I think he likes the direction of where our program is headed. I think the job at Northern's more of a transient job. You know, Rob Vacca was there for, I think, 3-4 years, maybe 5 years, and moved on before that. There's another gentleman there, John Oliver, who we knew. He was there for, 2-3 years, and he moved on. So it seems like that position is more of a transient, a job that you just go for a few years and move on. So I think that was part of it, too. But I think Joe was really attracted to, like I said, where the program has come from, where the program is headed, and being able to work with our goaltenders, I think. And, of course, he knows Billy McCult very well, and I think that part of working with Billy and myself, I think, attracted him to come over here.
Also wanted to touch on the guys that went to development programs. 5 or 6 of them did.
We had 9, Dirk, this year.
Oh, 9.
We had nine, so which I think when I first got here.
Oh, yeah, what am I saying? Five different teams is what I mean.
Yes, correct.
Five different teams, nine players. And I wanted to talk about each one of them. David Johnstone obviously had a great camp down at for Detroit's camp and had a lot of fun down there at Sunder Lake.
Well, he did. And I think as they find out, these camps are a little more intense than maybe they thought they were. And they're all different. Some teams want to go on the ice a lot. Some teams don't go on as much. So I remember at one point, I think back in the day, Phoenix Coyotes hardly went on the ice at all. Mm. But David had a good camp in Detroit. I think he went to a different camp last year, went to Winnipeg's this year, Detroit. So got a little different feel. What we like to do as coaches is we all, Billy and myself will follow up with the NHL teams and say, hey, how was our player? How was his strength and conditioning? How was he on the ice? What does he need to work on? Would you consider him for your organization? We ask those type of questions after the camp to get us some feedback. It goes to show us, are we doing the right things the strength and conditioning wise? Are our guys, when they go there, are they in good shape? Do they match up well with everybody else? And then also, the feedback is important for us, so I can talk to David about, well, here's what Detroit said. They hear it from us a lot, so they get it. But obviously when an NHL team speaks, they listen maybe a little bit more.
It's almost like an outside adult giving you something instead of your mom and dad telling you.
No, exactly. And that's how I'd put it. Good analogy. And we've got some good feedback on David and what he needs to do. And we haven't shared that with him yet, but when he gets back up here, we'll talk to him a little bit about that. But he had a really good experience. So he met a lot of people there, and he represented Michigan Tech very well.
We had a lot of representation at Winnipeg's camp with Shane Hanna going there, of course, Phillips, and Reed Sturros. How did they do?
They did well. And, one of the things is you find if a team has maybe a drafted player on your team like we do with Jamie Phillips, then Winnipeg will come and track him. And then when you do that, you see other players on the team. And similar to recruiting, you go out to see certain players, and next thing you know, wow, I like this kid and I like that kid. And I think that's what Winnipeg did. They tracked us quite a bit this year in Jamie's progress. And obviously Reed had a good year, and Shane had an outstanding year. So they all did well. We haven't got the feedback from their coaches yet on how they did, but just talking with the players, they all felt they did well, had a good experience. We did talk to Shane a little bit, and I know they said they were really surprised. They knew he was a pretty good player, but mm-hmm. I think he even opened up their eyes further. And the only negative with Winnipeg might be is that they didn't draft him this year, so now he's a free agent going forward. So you have all 30 teams that can get in the mix on Shane, and there will be some teams in the mix with him, just like Reed. So, but I haven't talked to Reed yet. We tried to get a hold of him and just to see how he did. And Jamie, we haven't contacted them because their camp just got over. But we'll talk to them, and just following it, sounds like they did pretty well.
A couple of guys that are used to the camps that they went to already in Blake Fiedla in New Jersey, and of course Cliff Watson at San Jose, kind of veterans going in there.
Yeah, and I talked to Blake last night. He's currently at camp right now, and they just had their full scrimmage, and you can go on their website and check it out. And obviously Blake did well in the scrimmage last night, made a real good play, but they're real positive with him, and they had him playing right wing in the scrimmage last night, but they also asked him if he could play center. So, and it's good. I told Blake, that's one of the nice things about us putting you at center and, learning different positions, because all of a sudden you might get to an NHL team and they're loaded at one position, and it's nice to have the flexibility where you can play different positions. So Blake sounded very positive. He said he feels good. The wrist that nagged him all last year, he had wrist surgery, just minor surgery. He said it's 100%. He feels good, and he's ready to go. He's ready to have a big, big year when he comes back. But he sounded really good last night, and camp's going well for him. Cliff Watson, we're going to call Cliff this morning. Cliff and Tanner Carroll are both back from their camps, and they'd like to share a little bit about their experiences with us. So we'll touch base with them also. But Cliff had a good camp, and Jake Jackson, an incoming recruit who signed, he'll be coming probably not this year, but a year down the road, mm-hmm. was there also with Cliff. So he can expand upon that.
Well, talk about Tanner a little bit, and his first camp, I believe, right?
Yep.
Went to Minnesota, and he was pretty excited about that.
Well, he was, and we got a hold of Minnesota because didn't seem like anything was going on for him. So I happened to bump into a Minnesota scout at a USHL camp, and I said, hey, do you have any spots? Because I got a player who I think you should take a look at. And he said, well, here, call Brian Hunter, who's a former Michigan Tech guy and who works with the Wild. And one thing led to another, and we got Tanner into the Minnesota Wild camp, and he did well.